Ketev Bea, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. Bechor Shenafal Lebor. A Bechor that fell into a bor on Yom Tov. Now, during the times of the Beit HaMikdash, the Kohen, when he received the Bechor, he brought it as a korban on the Mizbeach. If the Bechor had a mum, then he shechted it outside the Beit HaMikdash and ate it outside the Beit HaMikdash. The mum has to be a mum kavua, permanent mum, but a mum over a temporary mum. That is not good enough to allow you to shech the Bechor outside the Beit HaMikdash. Nowadays, obviously, the Kohen has no choice but to wait for the Bechor to get a mum. Now, if this Bechor got a mum before Yom Tov, and you don't know if it's a mum kavua or a mum over, and then on Yom Tov it fell into a bor, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda said, Eved mumcha v'yira, an expert on mumen should go down to the bor and see, in yesh bo mum, if the expert confirms that the mum it received yesterday is a mum kavua, yala v'yishchut, you could bring the behema up from the bor and shecht it, v'im lav, lo yishchut. But if it doesn't have a mum kavua, that the mumcha says a mum received yesterday is only a mum over, a temporary mum, lo yishchut, then you're not allowed to shecht it. But to bring up the bechor before the mumcha sees it, that you can't do. Because if the truth is that the mum is only a mum over, then the bechor is muksa on Yom Tov. Even if by virtue of falling into the bor on Yom Tov, it got a mum now on Yom Tov, that's not good enough, as the behema has to be muchan from before Yom Tov, as it had to have a mum kavua before the onset of Yom Tov. But if the mum it only received now on Yom Tov, then since it wasn't muchan before Yom Tov, it's muksa. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, kol she'en mumo nikar yibod yom, ein zem in a muchan. Rabbi Shimon said, if you did not confirm with the mumcha that the mum it received before Yom Tov is a mum kavua, then it's too late to check the mum on Yom Tov itself. As according to Rabbi Shimon, it is usher for a mumcha to see mumen on Yom Tov, as that is similar to done at the din, to judging a din with the chachamim asher on Yom Tov. So therefore, even if the mumcha is over on this iser of seeing mumen and confirm that yes, it is a mum kavua, it's still considered muksa, even though Rabbi Shimon himself does not hold that muksa is aser. But over here, since there's no way he could have foresaw that a mumcha would have seen the mum on Yom Tov, as it is aser for a mumcha to see a mum on Yom Tov, then even according to Rabbi Shimon, it's considered muksa and is not allowed to shechted on Yom Tov. Mesechet Be'a Perek Gimel Mishnah Hei, Behema Shemesa, a behema that dies on Yom Tov. The Mishnah is talking here about a behema's kachim that died on Yom Tov. Lo yazizena mimkoma, it cannot be moved from its place, as since the behemoth's kachim is asur bahana, therefore it is muksa on Yom Tov. But a behemoth's chulin that died on Yom Tov, if it was ill before Yom Tov and you expected that it would die on Yom Tov, then it's not muksa, because you had in mind already before Yom Tov that when it died, you would use it to feed the dogs with it. Umaisa vishalu is Rabbi Tarfin alei v'ala chalash anitma. There was a ma'isa that Rabbi Tarfon was asked the halacha about a behema shemesa and about challah which became tameh, the challah that you took off from your isa and gave to a kohen. Once it becomes tameh, it's asur b'achila. And even though you're allowed to burn it and get anah from it that way to use it to cook something with, that's only during the week. But on Yom Tov, it's asur to burn it, as ein mevarim kachim b'Yom Tov. You're not allowed to burn kachim on Yom Tov, and that includes truma and challah. Unichnas lebeit hamedrash b'shal, Rabbi Tarfon entered the Beit Hamedrash and asked the halacha. V'amru lo lo yazizem im koymon. Rabbi Tarfon was told that both the truma shenitmes and the behemoth's kachin shemesu, it is usher to move them from its place, their muksa.